Enjoyed that singing tonight. Boy, what a blessing. God certainly has been good. Amen. Let's take your Bible and look with me at two places tonight. Very familiar scripture. Proverbs chapter number 22. Proverbs chapter number 22. And then we'll turn over to Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. I promise you I will be very brief tonight. And we'll have the dedication prayer with these babies. I don't think my throat's going to let me go very long, but you pray for me. I've got some kind of head cold again. This stuff, I'm telling you, it's used to you'd get sick and stay for a few days and go away. Nowadays it comes and it just stays, brother. It's hard to get rid of. But if you're in Proverbs chapter number 22, say amen.
Amen.
Listen, before we begin tonight, before I even read any scripture, let me tell you what baby dedication is not. This has nothing to do with where this child will spend eternity. This is not their salvation. Some religions, they take the baby to the church when they're little and they baptize them. The baby has no choice in that. That's a choice made by its mom and dad. The child has no decision making in that factor. Does that make sense? What we're doing tonight, we're just thanking God for these children He's given us. And we're just presenting them back to Him. What we're basically doing is mothers and dads, we're saying, Lord, You gave me this, I need Your help. Amen. You gave me this, Lord, I need Your help. And we're living in a day when, Lord is my witness, if there was ever a time when we needed God's help in raising children, it's today. I mean, this is a mixed up society we live in. Our government no longer believes in the home. It's the government's job to tell you how to raise your child. By the way, it is none of the government's business how you raise your child. Amen. It's not Michelle Obama's job to tell you what to feed your child. You say, what do you got against Michelle Obama? I ain't got nothing to do with her. I'm just telling you, it's not her place to tell you how to feed your child. God gave you that baby. He didn't give that baby to Michelle, and He didn't give that baby to Hillary. Hillary said it takes a village to raise a child. If it takes a village to raise a child, why did God give children to parents? Why didn't He give them to villages? He gave them to parents. Amen. I think one of the greatest responsibilities in this world is the responsibility of raising a child. Do you ever go to the mall or to the store, or especially Walmart, late at night? If you ever go to Walmart late at night, you see some pretty weird stuff. But do you ever look at people and wonder why God gave them children to start with? Why did God even allow you to have kids? I do. I've questioned God several times. I'm thinking, Lord, what were You thinking in giving those people a baby? They can't take care of themselves, much less raise a child. Amen. But I'm glad God has put these children in some good homes with good parents. Amen. I like that little redheaded guy right there, buddy. You're going to play football, I bet. Look at him. He said, I'm embarrassed now. I'm going back behind the pew. Amen. What a blessing. I couldn't help but recognize me standing out in the pew looking at me. Amen. Listen, it is a great responsibility, and I think as parents, and I've raised three children, they're all grown, and by the way, they never stop asking for money. Never, ever, ever. They never stop wanting something. Never, never. I always know my kids call the house. I answer the phone. I don't even know why I answer it anymore. I say, hello. Hey, Daddy, where's Mama? Oh, why don't you ever want to talk to me, stinking brat? Amen. Only got one. Where's my other one? Oh, he's back there. Now Levi calls me. I like that. He calls, hey, you looking at me? He calls me. Amen. But seriously, you never get them paid for. They just get more and more and more and more expensive. And then if you're like me and Brother Jason tonight and Miss Sharon and Brother Mark, hey, you there, those babies are going to have babies. And that's the coolest thing in the whole world. Amen. We should have grandparents' dedication, man. I'm telling you, there's nothing sweeter. Somebody said grandchildren is the reward for not killing your children. I agree with that 100%. Amen. It is the reward for not choking them out when they were 4 and 5. Amen. Levi came close a time or two, and I'm glad we held off because Mason was worth everything Levi put us through. Amen. But I believe we're all concerned about rearing our kids and making the right decisions. And right now, it's pretty simple. All you got to know is what size diaper to buy and how much it'll hold. Amen. that, what kind of formula, what time. And you don't even have to know what time they eat. They let you know. Is that right? Babies are built-in alarm clocks, man. You ain't got to know a whole lot, but there's going to be a time when these little girls get a little bit bigger, and there's going to be some major decisions that have to be made. And daddies, it is your job. I'm afraid we're living in a time when daddy does not have enough role in the home. Alan, I want to charge you and Tyler both. I want y'all to be men and be able to look at that precious little girl and say, ain't happening. Look at that punk that comes pulling in the driveway. Amen. When you hear the beatbox, go ahead and lock the door, man. Amen. I mean, you need to have guts enough and a shotgun and say, hey, you ain't taking my girl out of here. Amen. I don't believe Slappy's got a problem with that. He's in 100% agreement with me. Amen. Hey, daddy needs to step in every now and then. Our job is not to just provide for these kids, but our job is to protect them. Amen. And there is a big, mean world out there that they need protection from. Amen. I'm telling you, we're living in a world full of nuts. Every time I turn around, it's something else crazy. I mean, boy, you better guard them with your life. Somebody said, I don't believe in sheltering a child. I do. There are certain things my mother sheltered me from. Drugs, alcohol. Never grew up around that stuff. Never saw it in my house. Amen. There's a lot of things that do good to shelter these kids from. Amen. It won't hurt them one bit. But our job is to teach them. Our job is to train them. Proverbs 22, we never did read it in verse number 6. The Bible said, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Listen, I think we're concerned about the progress or the development of our children. Everybody, if this little baby girl right here gets to be 6 months old and she hadn't got no bigger than what she is right now, you know what they're going to do? They're going to take her to the doctor and say she's not growing. Is that right? You're going to be worried that she's not developing physically like she should. But we also ought to be concerned about them developing mentally and spiritually. Amen? And we ought to be concerned about that. But listen, I think God is concerned about it too. Amen. Listen, don't go out buying books on parenting. Most of the people who write books on parenting have never had a child. Amen. Why would you ask Oprah's opinion on raising your child? The only thing I want to ask Oprah is, can I hold some of that cash? Amen. She's got plenty of it. Amen. Well, what we ought to do is we ought to go to the manufacturer. Amen. We ought to go to the maker when we need advice about rearing and raising our children. We ought to ask the one who made them. And I'm not talking about daddy. I'm talking about Father God. Amen. Hey, he does have some advice and he does have some direction concerning the rearing of our child. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12 and verse number 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse number 1. The Bible says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Listen, we've got two verses of scripture that we've read tonight, and I believe here's God's plan. God says start when they're young. He said train up a child. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, he said, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. Listen, when we had our Christian school, over and over and over, parents would come, sit down in my office, Brother Mark, with a teenage kid, and look at me across the desk and say, fix him. They've got kicked out of public school. Then they'd go from public school to the, what they call that other one, alternative school, and they'd get kicked out of there. So now the answer is the Christian school. Bring them up here. Preacher, we got a problem with this kid. He needs fixing. No, he's past fixing. Yeah, amen. Amen. I believe raising children doesn't start at 12 and 13. I believe it starts at birth. Amen. I believe our responsibility to teach and train our children starts right now. And I believe we'll put that foundation in them when they're young. I believe the scripture with all my heart. Somewhere somebody has twisted the Bible that says, hey, listen, if they leave, they'll come back. That isn't what it said. It doesn't. There is no doctrine in the Bible of sowing wild oats. That's Amish. And we're not Amish. I believe we can raise these kids in a way that alcohol never touched their lips. Amen. I believe that we can raise these children, that grandbaby of yours, Brother Jason, all she'll know about meth is what she heard granddaddy used to do. Amen. And how bad it is. I believe we can guard these children from that stuff and instill in them. Listen, most everybody around here knows my testimony. I was wild as a buck rabbit when I was a teenager. But there's certain things I have never done. I'm never in my life. I'll never forget at the skating rink. We just went yesterday and I relived my childhood a little bit and fell and realized I ain't a child no more. Amen. That floor got a lot harder over the years, man. I remember when it wasn't near that hard. But anyway, I remember at the skating rink one night, they used to have these seats. They were what they called them mushrooms, what they looked like. And they had shag carpet on them. Anybody remember that? Thank you, Glenda. And they had shag carpet. And we're sitting there, and me and a couple of guys, and this boy looked like a roll of stamps out of his pocket. And he tore one off and he put it in his mouth and he handed me one. I said, what is that? Had Snoopy on it. I said, what is that? He said, it's acid, man. Put it in your mouth. I said, no. There was something inside me that had been instilled by my mother. I was scared to death of that stuff. I mean, I was crazy as a sprayed roach. I didn't have the sense God gave a mule, buddy. But I'd do just about anything. But put something in my body that altered, I was scared to death of it. I was scared. Why? Because Mama instilled something in my heart and in my life. Listen, I believe God's will and God's way is to start with these children now when they're young. Amen. Listen, I'm going to use, especially with these little girls, I got to be careful. But I believe the Bible teaches us not only to teach our kids, but to train. Do you know there's a difference in teaching and training? Teaching is what you tell them. Training is what you show them. Do not give your kids this thing, do as I say, not as I do. Because you can mark her down, they're going to do what you do. I don't care. You can tell them till you're blue in the face, but until you show them, you can forget them living what you're teaching them. Amen. What I'm saying is don't be a hypocrite to your children. Don't stand there with a cigarette hanging out of your mouth and say, if I ever catch you one of these, I'm going to break your legs. Well, it got quiet on me then. Amen. I guarantee you they're going to grow up and smoke. The average drunk had a drunk for a dad. They do what we do. Come on, how many of you got kids? They do what we do. You ever seen your little boy? My grandson Hayden was sitting out here one night. I was sitting on the platform. I crossed my legs. I watched him out of the corner of my eye. He crossed his leg. I propped my hand up like that. He propped it. He was doing everything I did, just mocking me. Every move I made, he was doing it exactly. And I thought to myself, dear God, don't let me make a wrong move in front of him. Don't let me lead him in a wrong direction. God, give us wisdom, Brother Allen, Brother Tyler. God, give us wisdom to lead these little girls in the right direction. Because there's a world out there that sure love to do them harm. Amen. I believe in training. Training, part of training is correction. We're living in a day when discipline is a thing of the past. I know teachers who were teaching public school. I mean, they just had to quit their job because there's no rule in the classroom. When the students are in charge, something's wrong. We got to teach these children there is an authority in their life, and we need to teach them to respect authority. Amen. Hey, some of these children that ride our buses to church, they think cops are a bad thing. Oh, yeah. We've got kids that are so rough, man, you can't deal with them. You know how you have to deal with them? You got to say, you better sit down, I'm going to call a man. That's bad. You have threatened little bitty kids with calling the law. That's all they know. Amen. I believe we ought to teach our kids and discipline our children in such a way that they respect the authority that God has put in place over them. Amen. Like a teacher. Dear Lord, I'll never forget when we had our school, these kids come in my office that needing a paddling. And first thing they want to do, I want to call my mama. I want to call my mama. That's the last thing I wanted to do. I'd tell that principal, give me 10 licks, just do not call my mama. We had a rule at my house, you get 5 at school, you get 10 at home. That was mama's rule. You get 5 licks at school, you're getting 10 when you go home. Anybody else have a rule like that? oh, that's child abuse and that'll destroy. I'm not destroyed. I've never spent a night in jail. It's because I was good. Amen. I don't mean good behavior. I mean I was good at getting away with junk. Amen. No, seriously, that whipping didn't bother me, and it won't bother them either. Amen. Grandparents, it's not our job. Send them home and say, she needs a whipping. Amen. If Caroline ever gets a whipping at our house, somebody else will have to do it. I've done none of all the whooping I'm going to do. I might jerk a knot in one of them boys' head. You had Caroline, no, that's Papa's princess. I ain't whooping her. I'll tell her daddy, look, you get her out of my sight, light her up. But I don't even want to hear it, much less see it. Amen. Thank God, boy, it's good to be granddaddy. Amen. Amen. I'm like Brother Bowman when they come in the door. There it is, kid. Tear it down. Do whatever you want. See if you can swing off that light fixture up there. I don't care. Amen. We built this and we'll build another one. Hallelujah. That's at Papa's house. But at Mom and Daddy's house, there's got to be some boundaries. There's got to be some rules. I'm kidding. There's rules at my house, too. I just don't enforce them. She does. There's got to be some rules and there's got to be some boundaries. Every now and then, it'd do good for your kids just to hear no. Amen. Just every now and then, just no. Well, why not? Because I said. You don't have to give an explanation for everything you do. Just because you said no should be enough. Amen. Amen. Just because you said no should be enough. Listen, God put that little extra padding back there for a reason. If I catch you beating that little girl, Alan, I'll turn you in myself. There's a difference in, Mandy said, that ain't going to happen. Not in him live anyway, amen? Now listen, there is a difference in correction and child abuse. Somebody abuses a child, I'll turn them in myself. Amen. When we had these kids in school, there was time and time and time again I had parents come in my office and say, you're not touching my child. And it's evident you never have either. That's why we're having such trouble with them. That's why they have no respect for authority. That's why they have no respect for the rules in their life. Amen. You ought to set some things up. Parents, you ought to make up your mind while they're little, we're going to go to church. We're not going to start when they're teenagers. We're going to start now. We're going to raise our children in the house of God. Amen. How old are your boys back there, Brother Jesse? 11 and 10 got saved this morning. Ain't that something? Yeah. Trusted Christ as their Savior. You say, I don't believe somebody that young gets saved. Sure they can. Man, we got them around here that's been hearing it since they were. Hey, you know how come it is these little babies, look at her. She's sitting there, Lena, sitting there sound asleep, not bothering. I could stand right there in the middle of that pew and preach my lungs out. It wouldn't faze her. You know why? She'd been hearing me for 9 months before she got here. Amen. It's nothing to her. Church is not a strange place to these kids. And they start hearing the gospel from the time they're born. And buddy, when they're big enough to realize they're lost, Sarah, come in. Y'all's baby girl, come in tonight. I was up in the balcony working on the sound system. She come up there. She said, Brother Eddie, I got something to tell you. I said, what, baby? She said, I got saved today. That's what she said. How old is Sarah? Six years old. She come up there in that sound booth. She said, I got saved today. I said, you did? I said, how do you know? She said, because I prayed and asked Jesus to come into my heart. She said, I've been thinking about it for a long time. Hey, I said, well, hallelujah, baby. And she gave me a big old hug. Hey, you know why? Hey, she's been under the preaching of the Word of God all her life. I just want to admonish you to keep them in church. Keep them in church. And act at least halfway at home like you act here. Amen. I know life's normal and sometimes you're going to have disagreements. We didn't have disagreements. We just fight. Amen. He said, preacher, you and your wife fought? Oh, yeah, till we figured out making up was a whole lot better. So now we just make up. Amen. Just leave the fighting out. I know you're going to have disagreements. You're going to have difficulties. But try to live what you preach in front of these kids. Amen. Try to be their example for them to look up to and to follow. Amen. Samuel. We won't turn there, but in the book of 1 Samuel, when that little boy was weaned, his mama Hannah, she brought him to the house of God when he was weaned. And we watched the progression in Samuel's life, all the way up through his life, how he grew, how he ministered unto the Lord. Listen, wouldn't it be awesome if one of these girls one day said, "Brother Todd, you can have the night off. I'd like to play tonight. I'd like to play tonight, Brother Todd, if you don't care. I'd like to play for the youth choir, or I'd like to see them come to Levi one day and say, I'd like to help in Sunday school." Amen, see them become productive for the Lord, man. They don't tell what God do with their lives. Amen. If I live long enough, I'd love to hear one of these little girls come and say, "Brother Eddie, I want to marry a preacher when I grow up." Amen. Wouldn't that be awesome? Amen. I believe that training starts now, and it starts when they're young. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he'll not depart from it. Listen, tonight as we gather up in this altar together, let's not make this just a formality, something we do because it's cute. Let's mean business. Let's get on this altar together, Brother Allen and Tyler. Let's ask God for wisdom. Ask God to guide us as we raise these children. Man, I've been pastoring this church for 20 years. I still ask God's guidance all the time. I mean, day in and day out. God, you got to help me if I'm to help these people. And boy, as dads, we need to just get on this altar and say, "God, you need to help me. You've gave me this child. Lord, I want to do a good job with it. So God, give me the wisdom to lead my family, to raise my little girl, God, the way you'd have me to." Let's stand our feet tonight. Brother Todd, y'all come. Get us a song. Normally before we pray, I hug and kiss on these babies, but I'm going to try and stay out of their faces tonight. But we are, Brother Allen. Why don't you and Mandy come? Jasmine and Tyler, won't y'all come? We'll gather up in this altar and we'll pray together. We've got a brand new Bible for both the girls. Technical difficulties here. This ain't happening. Help if I take the tape off, wouldn't it? There you go, guy. Listen, we're going to get down here and pray. Let's pray for these kids tonight. Pray God will help them as they try and raise these children. Amen. Brother Todd, you just play.